ಭದ್ರಂ ಕರ್ಣೇಭಿ ಶೃಣುಯ ಮದೇವಾಃ ಭದ್ರಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇಮಾಕ್ಷಭೇರ್ ಯಜತ್ರಾಃ ಸ್ಥಿರಯಂಗೈಃ ಸ್ತುಷ್ಟುವಾನ್ ಸ್ವಸ್ತನೋಭಿಃ ವ್ಯಶೇಮ ದೇವಹಿತಂ ಯದಾಯುಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನ ಇಂದ್ರೋ ವೃದ್ರಶ್ರವಾಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನ ಪೂಷಾ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಾಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನ ಸ್ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯೋ ಅರಿಷ್ಟನೇಮಿಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿರ್ದದಾತು ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ನೂನ್, ಗುಡ್ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಜಾಯ್ನಿಂಗ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಲಾಗಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ. ಮೈ ಮದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೈ ಮದರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗ್ರೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಆನ್ ದ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೀತಾ ಜಯಂತಿ. ಗೀತಾ ಜಯಂತಿ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗೀತಾ ಜಯಂತಿ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷದ ಗೀತಾ ಜಯಂತಿ. ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗಿವರ್. ದ ಗಿವರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗೀತಾ. ವಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್, ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ದಿಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೇ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಂತ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾರ್ಗಶಿರ ಮಾಸ ಆನ್ ಏಕಾದಶಿ ಡೇ ದ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ವಾರ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಕೌರವಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೇ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೇವ್ ದ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಉಪದೇಶ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೇ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಟು ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಮೆಸೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ, ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಎ ಯೋಗ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗುರುಕುಲ್. ದೇವರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ವರ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾಪೀಠ ಟುಡೇ ದ ಕಾಂಪಿಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಸ್ಮಾರ್ಟ್. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 18 ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 3, ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸೇ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಉವಾಚ, ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸಂಜಯ್ ಉವಾಚ, ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ. ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ, ವಿಚ್ ಯುವಾಚ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಸೇ? ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸೇ 1, 2, 3, 4. ಅದ ಸೋ ಸ್ಮಾರ್ಟ್. ದೇ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಸೈಟ್ ಆಲ್ 700 ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಫ್ರಂಟ್. ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕಾಂಪಿಟೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅವರ್ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ್ ಆಚಾರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೋಟಿವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಇವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಅವರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಬ್ರೋಷಿಯಾ ಫಾರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಡೆಸರ್ಟ್ ಚೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಒಯಸಿಸ್. ದ ಒನ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೊಲೇಸ್ ಬೈ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಅವನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಗೀವ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೊಲೇಸ್ ಟು ದ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್, ಗೀವ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಂಬಡಿ ಟುಡೇ, ಹರ್ ಸನ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸನ್ ಡೈಡ್ ಕಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್. But the parents, they were saying that everything is God's wish. We don't blame God, it is our karma. So positive, they are very cheerful and leading a positive life and inspiring the community. They say they get the inspiration from reading from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita gives the message for everyone. No one's life is easy. Everyone goes through the tough time. The real devotee never says, do not give me any problem. The problem is there. Devotee says, give me more problem. At the same time, please empower me to handle the problem. I need to be empowered to handle the challenge. I don't say that I don't need a problem. I need problem. Then only I grow. If I don't get any problem in my life, I will be no growth in the life. In the school, children, teacher gives the complicated problems to make the student strong. So is our life also. The challenges are thrown at us so that we become strong in our life. We get nourishment by reading the Bhagavad Gita. Now, before starting on Bhagavad Gita, and we'll chant the one shloka. It is from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Gita, Sugita, Kartavyam, Kim. Gita Sugita Kartavyam Kimanye Shastra Vistaraihi Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukapadma Vinisrita. In Adi Shankaracharya, when he started writing a commentary on Bhagavad Gita, he says Gita Sugita. It is not only a song, Sugita. It brings you the good. That song, it is for you. It's a many songs are there, film songs are there, but this one, Gita Sugita, Kartavya Kimanye. Having known that one, what is the point in reading all the other scriptures in elaborately? Having known Bhagavad Gita, everything has known. Why that importance? It talks about Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukapadma Vinisrita. This has come from the Mukapadma, lotus lips of Padmanabhasya, Padmanabha Lord. Bhagavan is called as Padmanabha because from his navel Brahma came out in the form of the lotus, that it is Brahmanda. Anda, Brahmanda, or Padma. It looked like a egg, cosmic egg, or it looked like a lotus. From the navel, the Padmanabha, Padma came out, Padmanabha, through the navel it came out. It has come out from the lips of Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan itself. It has come, Vinisritaha, Bhagavad, this Bhagavad Gita gives the ambrosia for the person who has sunken in the life. It gives, uplifts the personality. Now, before taking on, I will open the platform. Any questions to discuss? If you have any questions, you can ask. To begin with, anyone has a comment, question to ask?
Guruji, this is Rajan.
Yes.
Question. In one of the recording, you mentioned about meditation being done by person and based on their default self, that's what get...
On Sunday I spoke about, yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, isn't like all the souls pure by default and by conditioning or by the environment?
No, every one has own nature. Like the bitter gourd seed has its own nature, mango seed has its own nature, chili seed has its own nature. So is every soul has its own nature. Samadhi means you are going back to your own nature. If you are waiting for a chili seed to bring out the sweet mango, it is unnatural. God is the one, He makes you what your nature is, the full, to the fullest extent. Fullest extent, meditation, closing the eyes is not the meditation. Meditation, direction. We need a direction in my life. Suppose I am a scientist, I want to think about that one day and night. I am thinking about that one. In dream also I am getting the dream. And who is that? Our the greatest mathematician India had produced the it's a what is that Raja Ramanujam. In the dream he used to get the mathematical equation. He used to write down, he used to think all the time. It is a meditation that he brought the brilliance out of that one. Brilliance in the mathematics. Whatever area you are contemplating again and again, that gets reconfirmed. That gets reconfirmed, meditation. And if I am going left side again, always thinking on left side, only the things, negative things will open up. On the right side, if I am thinking, only on the positive side I think of. So, what comes out in my meditation, my dream, may not be the truth. Samadhi means, there is a the technique, Vipassana, the original name is Vipassyasana. We have been thinking so many things, I don't know whether right or wrong. Whether right or wrong, I don't know. Not to think anything. Stay without thinking for 10 days. Whatever it is like, recalibrating. Whatever wrong or right I have taken, I don't know whether right or wrong. If I am not thinking anything, the machine is recalibrated, reset. Now, I have come back to the starting point. It's a clean slate. Where I come back, everyone has their own nature. I am generally a good, but through my friend circle, I got acquired many habits. Through Vipassana meditation, it helps me to discover what is my real nature. If I am on the other token, we had a person, the previous employer, and he used to go to Vipassana, very not a social person, always pick up the quarrel, and not a team player. He used to go to Vipassana. After Vipassana meditation, no improvement, he was saying that I thoroughly enjoyed, very peaceful, but his nature did not change. What it is saying, Vipassana is let go, discover what is your true strength, contemplate on you. It helps you to discover your true strength, and from there, contemplate on the good, positive things, good things. Not thinking enough is not over. You need, not thinking is, you are stopping the car. You are going in the wrong direction. Vipassana, now you stop the car. Stopping the car itself is not enough. You need a direction now. Now, the Buddhist concept, Buddha talks about shunya. Shunya means empty. And that shunya, he got the inspiration from the Upanishad Purna. Purna means complete. Empty from what is not complete, Purna means complete. Now, I have stop the car, I'm not going anywhere. Now I need a direction. Think of complete, positive, noble, you go that direction. Otherwise, if you stop the car, somebody, mind, once you come out of your vipassana, mind is so rebellious, it can be hijacked by the negative minds. So, you need a positive direction. Shunya means Buddhists think, they think it is zero, becomes zero. It is not zero. Sha means bliss. Shunya means you experience the complete bliss. Complete bliss and have the, in the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about tasma shastra pramanante. You need a direction trodden by the great achievers. Great achievers, how here nearby Pejavar Swamiji was there, well known saint. He was regarded as saint of last century. Even at the age of 85, whenever I go to him, he used to go through the scriptures. When alone, go through the scriptures. Why? Because if left alone, mind can get derailed. You need the direction for that, the mind. That is why that I talked about that one. Vipassana is steering the car from going in the wrong direction to the park it, contemplate, reflect. Now, after reflecting, you have to move in a positive direction. Thank you. And did I answer you?
Yes, Guruji. I was like, the examples you gave of Duryodhana and Ravana for that one, like they were negative and, you know, remain negative.
Yeah.
People like Anglimal, you know, he became disciple of Buddha, and Ratnakar became Valmiki.
Yeah.
So they were, yeah, but I think with the right direction, probably they got...
No, they had Angulimala, it is not a overnight transformation. Because of his hard karma, he picked up some wrong trait and wrong influence, but he recovered, seeing Buddha, he recovered his own original nature. Valmiki and Bharadwaja Rishis, they call Valmiki as a hunter man. He was not a hunter man, he was a brother of Bharadwaja. And Bharadwaja Rishi got sidetracked and came back. They realized with Narada's blessing and here Angulimala Buddha's blessing, they regained their original track. They recovered their track. Duryodhana, Sri Krishna himself went to Duryodhana and Hastinapura. He said, God is talking to me. And God within me is talking to me. God is telling me to do this way. So, no, you cannot correct a totally negative person. Negative person, his joy... Duryodhana was saying, I get so much of joy in troubling Pandavas. That is my Paramananda. I get immense joy in making them suffer. So that is the nature. So you need a positive direction. That is why parents' job, you can't, as a parent, cannot tell the children, do whatever you want. Parents' job is to give the positive direction to the children. Or if you say, do whatever you want, so either vehicle will go in a wrong direction or it won't move. It's a job is to move forward, upward and further in life. Okay. Thank you. Any more comments?
Guruji, just one more follow-up comment on this one. On the, so Patanjali, when he defines yoga, so he is talking about the true self here is, and that could be negative also, depending on that particular person.
Yeah, chitta vritti nirodha, mind is all over the place. First, you know that one. that he starts off with the yoga's purpose, chitta vritti nirodha, not to be all over the place like vipassana, come down, come down. Then he talks about tad japa tad artha bhavanam, do the japa with meaning, positive affirmation. And like mind acquires the color of the what is kept, it's like a glass. If I fill it with a green water, it becomes green. If I fill it with orange water, it becomes orange. So mind takes the color of the what is contained. So you fill the mind with the positive thing, so that mind won't derail you. Mind won't derail you. You fill the mind with the positive stuff. That is the Patanjali. He talked about that one. Yeah. Any more questions from children or adults? If not, we will do the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita session. Few slokas for a Gita Jayanti. We'll quickly touch upon. Then we'll go to Upanishad. The first Bhagavad Gita. Gita Jayanti without contemplating on Bhagavan Sri Krishna is injustice. Krishna means one who attracts. One who attracts us upward is called as Krishna. Everyone gets attracted for something or the other. The ultimate attraction, one who pulls us up is called as Krishna. One who pulls us up is Krishna. We, Gita is the one which pulls our life up. And in the first chapter, he says he was very confident person, and he wanted to know who dares to fight with me. Nobody can fight with me. He talks about senayor ubhayor madhye ratam sthapaya me achyuta. He talks about take my chariot between the armies. He was so arrogant, he was saying that it is my chariot. He regarded Sri Krishna as just a driver, charioteer, take my chariot. He was commanding, so Sri Krishna thought, this person did not, though associated with me, did not understand anything. To teach him, he deliberately placed the chariot in front of his relatives. Looking at the relatives, he got nervous. Am I fighting with my grandfather? Am I fighting with my teacher, my uncle, my brothers? Then he came to the point, depression, anxiety, all the symptoms of anxiety. I'm perspiring. I can't stand. My mouth has become, tongue has parched. My legs are shaking. I can't stand. My bow is falling down, faltering, and he collapsed. Then Sri Krishna in the starts with Ashochya Nanvashochastvam Prajna Vadanscha Bhashase Gatasuna Gatasunscha Nanushochanti Pandita. It is talks about wise people do not cry for the one who has died, or they are happy for one is living. Ashochya prajna vadanscha bhashase. Yet still you talk like a pandita. You talk like a pandita. In the meaning, Sri Krishna says you are not a wise person. You are not a wise person. And he brought Arjuna to his level. And he talks about Arjuna, shakes him off, क्लैभ्यं मा स्मगम पार्थ नैतत्तयोपपद्यते क्षुद्रं हृदय दौर्बल्यं त्यक्तो उत्तिष्ठ फलं परन्तप त्यक्तो उत्तिष्ठ क्ष दौर्बल्य त्यक्त यू आर सो वरीड वरीड एंड शेकी एंग्जाइटी शेक ऑफ युअर वरीज एंड गेट अप एंड फाइट द बैटल ऑफ युअर लाइफ दिस इज नॉट द ओनली बैटल You have lived through many battles, many families you had, many children you had, many tragedies you had, many success stories you had. In many lives, you are not recollecting the past life and why you get bogged down in this life. Life is not the end. You are not finishing with this body. Your life will continue. ಈಡ್ ವಾಸಾಂಸಿ ಜೀರ್ಣಾನಿ ಯಥಾ ವಿಹಾಯ ನವಾನಿ ಗೃಹಾತಿ ನರೋಪರಾಣಿ ತಥಾ ಶರೀರಾಣಿ ವಿಹಾಯ ಜೀರ್ಣಾನಿ ಅನ್ಯಾನಿ ಸಂಯಾತಿ ನವಾನಿ ದೇಹಿ 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 ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೋಲ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ನ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಚೈನ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ ವಿ ಚೈನ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ ವಿ The soul changes. This month, my brother's son's wedding is there. They are buying so many clothes, fresh and new cloth. After wearing for the occasion, we throw the cloth. We are not at all attached. We wear it for few hours for the occasion and we are not attached. So many cloths are there, soul also not at all attached. Why I had to grieve on this body I talked about in Bhagavatam one story comes Chitraketu's son died baby after great many years he got with the blessing of Rishi Rishi he went to a Rishi looking at him he said sir please bless me with a child The Rishi said, looking at your forehead, you won't have a child this life. But he said, please do something. You can do something. So the Rishi gave a mango, did the mantra japa and said, you will get a child. You will get a child that will give lot of immense joy to your life as well as immense sorrow. He said, it's okay. It is okay and he got the child through his first wife and other wives got jealous and they put the poison to that baby. In few days baby died within 7-8 days. Initially when the baby was born, king was so happy. Whole city was in celebration. When he died, This the king was totally dejected, distressed. At that time, Narada came. Narada said, he pleaded to Narada, I want my baby. Narada said, you want the baby, but we'll ask the soul whether that soul wants to come back. So Narada called that soul. Your father is calling you to come into the body. Please come. That soul said, which father? I had millions of lives. Which father I should care about? This father or previous life father or 1,000-year-old life back father. And I have many fathers. I am not interested. The body is still there. If the father wants, let him play with the body. I don't stop me. Saying so, the soul left. So, from the soul point, it is no grief. From the body point, we are crying. It happened, it happened. In Bhagavad Gita, it talks about pranayama also. Apana, exhale and inhale. It is talking about not only exhale and inhale. Whatever we are so busy, we are accumulator, we keep on accumulating. We want to keep on collecting more and more and more. Apane jihvati pranam. Not only you accumulate, you have to give. As it comes, keep on giving. Then only there is a purpose in accumulating. If you are not giving anything, if you are not sharing anything, coming alone, like a water in the well, if it is not used, it starts smelling. Shri Krishna says, apane juhati pranam prana apane tatapare pranapana gati rudva pranayama parayanaham. Knower of pranayama says how to live. Not to keep on adding one more zero to your bank balance and acquire so many wealth at the time of death. What happens? You accumulated with so much of love, it will go into wrong hands. If it goes into wrong hands, you will, the karma of stealing will come. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, one hoards, doesn't give, is a thief. He is really a thief. The thief, not to be called as a thief, when it comes, you give it to others. Bhagavan Sri Krishna talks about sparshan krutva bahir bahya chakshur chayvantaro bruvom pranapano samo krutva nasabhyantara charinom. Here Sri Krishna talks about Shambhavi mudra. How to meditate? Meditate, spurana, creativity. One who gets a spurana never feel bored in life. Always bubbling with energy, always positive. When the creativity is not there, boredom comes. I am bored, I am depressed. No joy, no thrill in life. To get the joy, get the spurana. The Sri Krishna says, prana apana samo krutva, chakshus chaivantaro bruvo. The creative person, he stays inspired all through the life. Sri Krishna talks about your meditation place. Shucho deshe pratishtapya stiram asanam atmanaha natyachritam nati nicham chaila jinakushottaram. Shucho deshe, clean place, is sitting nati ati uccham na ati nicham. When the, it is another dimension of that one is seat, not too high, not too low, and not to sit in meditation with depression. Or too ambition, not to set a goal post before your meditation. Let the meditation happens, not force the mind to think about something. And he talks about yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachame na pranashyati. Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita again and again says, turn your attention to me, turn your attention to me, I look after. He says, yomam, one who thinks of me all the time and sees me everywhere, tasyaham, that person never will get lost, nor that person get abandoned in the life. You will, one who has become dear to the God, becomes dear to everyone. Sri Krishna says, turn your attention to me. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, yoga kshemam vahamyaham. For that person, I look after the yoga and kshema. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I need. Every day my demands are changing. My needs are changing. Like a 2-year-old person, even at the age of 60 years, we don't know what we want. Keep on changing. Sri Krishna says, you don't know what you want. Seek me. I know what you want. I will give you, don't put an application, I need that one. Patram pushpam palam toyam, yome bhaktya prayachati, tadaham bhakti upahartam, ashnami prayatatmanaha. Sri Krishna says, I don't need anything. You don't need to give expensive thing. I can be pleased with a leaf, with a spoon of water or a fruit. Or thoyam patram, one flower, a petal of flower, I am pleased. Even if you don't have a flower, mentally say, I am offering the flower. Sri Krishna will accept. When Sri Krishna was born, Vasudeva, his father, mentally made a sankalpa, I am doing a dana of 1 million cows. 1 million, mental, it is also fine. Act of, the attitude of giving is important, Sri Krishna is saying. The actual thing, I may be giving big or small quantity, the price doesn't matter, attitude of giving, that is what Sri Krishna is talking about. In the 12th chapter, Sri Krishna, on Sunday, I will be talking about the 40 qualities of a Bhakta, the 40 qualities, Santushto Satatam Yogi, always be happy. The always be happy when I know Bhagavan is looking after my, what I need, when I know what he looks after me, I need not have to worry for my own care. That devotee becomes anxiety-free and depression-free. And Sri Krishna, talks about in the 15th chapter, Urdvamulamadashakam ashvattam prahuravyayam. Always connect to the higher possibilities in life. Urdvamula adashakam. And adashakam, always connect, get enriched with the higher source. Not with a lower possibility. And in the Bhagavan, in the 18th chapter, he talks about yajna, dana and tapa. These three, trikarana. Yajna, dana and he elaborately expands on that one. Yajna, dana. Yajna means worshipping the God. Everyday prayer, worshipping, your practice. Yajna, dana, dana means act of charity, and tapas, always contemplating on higher possibilities. Tapas also means enduring the challenges. Yajno dhana tapak karma natyajyam karyam eva tat. Yajno dhana tapak karma tapas chaiva. Pavanani Manishina, it talks about one gets purified. We take bath twice, thrice a day, Pavanani. In Kerala, they so humid, hot, people take two times bath, three times the bath, but here, ultimate purifier, Sri Krishna talks about Yajna. Every day thinking of the worshipping the Lord, contemplating act of gratefulness, dana, charity, and enduring the hardship, contemplating on higher possibilities, they are the best way to cleanse inside, inner cleansing. Pavanani Manishina, Yajno Dana Tapaschaiva, he says, Natyajyam Karyameva Tat. Never abandon these three. However busy you are, whether you are traveling, going now holiday season, you book the accommodation far away in Airbnb accommodation somewhere next to the beach, you may be going, but Sri Krishna says, Natyajyam Karyameva Tat. Yes, you are having a holiday, but never forget to do your daily practice. Never forego your daily practice. I may be in a party mood, gone far away, holiday, but it says it is a way to keep yourself pure, because one who is pure alone, God becomes dear to that person. God looks for purity. God doesn't. Sanctity is not there where impurity is there. Sri Krishna talks about, I like the purity. One who is pure, I am with them. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhuti, Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. The purpose of the Gita Jayanti, celebration of Gita Jayanti, what you will get, like a Palashruti. Palashruti, Gita Jayanti, and one who is very keen to hear, a devoted student and connected to the teacher, Tatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, Tatra there, Shri, there will be abundance. That person never will feel shortage. Vijaya, always be victorious. Bhuti, Bhuti means that person lives beyond the shelf life. Bhuti, glory will be there. Will be well regarded in the community. Well, Bhuti, well respected in the community. Dhruva Niti, around that person will have the people will listen. Children will listen, the people will listen to his words. Dhruva Niti, firm policy, one who has this one, firm policy. Dhruva Niti, Matir Mama. It is the purpose of Gita Jayanti. We want prosperity, victory, good name, and good standing in the society, and our words carry weight. Weight, people respect what we talk about. When these are the apart from moksha, this is in our day-to-day life also, contemplating on Bhagavad Gita, one acquires these ones. Vasudeva Sutam Devam,
Sudeva Sutam Devam,
Kamsa Chanura Mardanam,
Kamsa Chanura Mardanam,
Devaki Paramanandam,
Devaki Paramanandam,
Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. Now it's we will go to the Upanishad. We'll touch upon the Upanishad for 5 minutes. The Munduka Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad. We touched upon it is Mundaka, Munduka, and Shat Prashna Upanishad are part of Atharva Veda. Atharva Veda. Last week I talked about. First chapter, it is talking about temporary and permanent. It talks about paravidya and aparavidya, and you need the highest knowledge as well as working knowledge. We are living in this world, we need the working knowledge also. We have to maintain ourselves. You need only thinking, those in the second chapter, it talks about only people are interested in worldly science, or people are interested only in the spiritual science but have no idea about worldly science. Both are useless. You need both. You need both because you are living here. You should be able to live well here, and the higher sciences live beyond. You need to acquire both of them. And we touched upon, we covered the second chapter. Second chapter, I talked about avidyaya antare vartamana, avidyaya vartamana, swayam dhira panditam. Manyamana, Janganyamana, Pariyanti Muda, Ande Naiva, Niyamana, Yatandaha. Need to have a good role model in our life. Otherwise, one blind is leading another blind, both will fall into the pit. It is talking about Ande Naiva, niyamana yathandaha, both of them. So you need to have a right guide who can guide you. If you do not want to fall in the go down in your life, talking about ishtapurta. Ishtapurta, like ishta means doing so many sacrifices, so many the worship act. I go to each and every temple, and purta means I am building a yoga center, like now we are looking for a yoga center in Melbourne, or doing the charity, it's building a digging a well. These are the purta. Yes, that is not to regard them as the ultimate purpose of your life. Ishta purta manyamana varishtam nanya shreyo vedayanti pramudaha nakasya prishta te sukrite anubhutyameva lokam hinataram va vishanti. It is talking about, if your purpose of life only temple run and giving some donation here and there, this Upanishad is very attacking them, ignorant fools, regarding the sacrifice and humanitarian works are the ultimate, and they do not know the higher good beyond that one also. Yes, they going to the place of worship and giving the charity, you will get a reward. That is a time-bound reward. Having enjoyed the reward in the heaven, they once again fall back. They come back. The life we have to practice such a way that you are not coming back. Beyond that one, not that it is not saying you should not give any charity, we should not have our own yoga center. Yes, it helps in our sadhana to achieve something higher. That is not the ultimate. Having the yoga center is not the ultimate, but it is a means to get to the highest. It is Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also talks about Tetam Bhuktva Sorgalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Marty Lokam Vishanti Evam Tri Dharma Anuprapanna Gatagatam Kama Kama Labante. They enjoy, come back. Like Christmas time, 1 month whole holiday, enjoy and work hard, stressed out for 11 months. 1 month holiday, come back. Then after many Christmas holidays, one realizes what I am doing. It's my enjoying is very short, struggle is more. It should be other way. I should be having joy long, not struggle small. This one here, our life is 11 months slog, no sleep, and 1 month holiday. It is not a profitable business. You are not a good business person. Antavattu palam tesham tad bhavati alpamedasam devan devayajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. Shri Krishna says, after traveling, one realizes I need the happiness more, not the sorrow more. For that one, seek me, Shri Krishna says, seek me. Who can tell me that one? Upanishad says, Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirvedayamana akrita kritena tad vijnartam Guru meva vigachet samit panihi shrotriyam brahmanishta. That to know this one, this science, you need to have a humility, not a challenging everything. The doubting Thomas never progress. Pariksha, that having examined, having seen material world, how much you can, it gives. You, having seen that one, a true seeker, to get the freedom, mokshada, to get today's mokshada, desires, I want the permanent alone, and not what is going and coming, and in order that one, with humility, he keen to taking the fuel. Fuel in the hands, indicating, please light up my life. Please light up my life. Fuel in hands, go to approach a guru who is well versed in the Shastras and devoted to the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Tadviddi pranipatena pariprasnena sevayam upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshinaham. Ambitious to know the permanent happiness, not coming and going, go with humility, go with sevaya, serve the teacher. Upadekshyanti te jnanam, the teacher may reveal the secret. So, if you do not want to get on to the return trip, going and coming, the moment I thought I am enjoying my Christmas holiday also is over. I don't know what I did. So, when you are in happiness, time flees. I did not know how long I spent. Within short duration, I finished my quota in the heaven. My holiday is over. Now, slog, how to seek that one, approach a teacher. That is the Mundaka Upanishad that talks about. We touched upon first two chapters of Mundaka Upanishad. We will try to see that one next week. Om Badram Karne Vishrunuyama Devaha. Badram Pashye Makshabirya Jatraha. Shubirya Jatraha. Stirai Angaihi. Stushtuvan. Swastanubihi. Vishema Devahitam. Yadayuhu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May we all seek the blessing of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We need his blessing for our forward and upward journey. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru.